Just at the end of last year, we signed a nine property development agreement with a group out of Wichita. They came to us, and actually they did an acquisition initially, and then got used to the model, got used to us, and said, "Hey, we really like what you guys are doing. We want to get on board." So we signed a development agreement with them.
Hi, this is Ted Kelly with another Ted's Hospitality Minute. Hey, today we've got an awesome guest on. His name is Eric Myers. He's the VP of Franchise Development at My Place Hotels. He's going to come on and share with our audience a little bit more about the My Place flag and how their organizations work and some of the great things that's going on over there. Hi, Eric. How are you?
Good morning, Ted. I'm doing fantastic. How are you?
I am doing well, sir. We appreciate you giving us a few minutes of your time to talk about My Place and looking forward to the conversation. But before we do that, tell our audience a little bit about you and your trek into hospitality. Obviously, we've learned that so many of our guests didn't start out in the hospitality space, but somehow ended up in a place that they're completely love and wouldn't change for the world.
Yeah. My story, like you mentioned, a little different than the typical. I did not start out in hospitality. I started in the auto industry. It wasn't the normal to where you work your way up from housekeeping up through GM and then maybe end up going to work for a brand. I actually started in the auto industry. I was in the finance side of it and worked as a finance manager and then transitioned to sales manager and did that for a good part of my life, and then burned out like most do in that industry, and ended up knowing the Super 8 story from Aberdeen, South Dakota. Everybody knew the Super 8 story, so somehow got my name in front of Ryan Rivett, the CEO with My Place, and came to work for My Place Hotels about 8 years ago and started on the development side, going out and finding land and raising equity and taking down debt, and kind of got familiar with what it takes to build a My Place hotel, and then transitioned into the franchise development on the sales side. So now I work with franchisees that come to us and say, "Hey, I like the concept. I want to get involved with you guys, and I want to build a My Place hotel." So now I work with the franchisees on that side.
That is awesome. And sounds so typical of some of our other guests as they've started out in so many different professions and ended up in the hospitality space. So talk a little bit about the My Place story. Can you tell our audience a little bit more about the My Place franchise and how it got started?
Sure. As I kind of mentioned, Ron started Super 8 back in 1973, right here in Aberdeen, South Dakota. We're still actually in my office is in the old Super 8 headquarters building. But started Super 8 here in Aberdeen. Built the very first Super 8 in the world here in town, and still owns that property. We actually built a My Place hotel right next to it. In 2015, we opened that My Place. So great story. Ron's success with Super 8, as far as building that brand up to 1,100 properties across the country, sold the Super 8 brand to what eventually became Wyndham, but sold that in 1993, continued to build other flags, because everything was in place here with management companies and construction and everything that went along with that. So they continued to build up every flag that you can imagine across the country. They had roughly 80 properties across the country of all kinds of brands. In 2011, Ron decided it was time to get back in the franchise business. So came up with the concept for My Place Hotels along with his grandson, Ryan Rivett, who is the CEO and president of My Place Hotels. They sat down, came up with the concept, realized that mid-scale extended stay was growing and there was a kind of a lack of supply at that time. So built the first My Place Hotel in North Dakota during the oil boom. Of course, it was successful. And as proof of concept, it worked out great. So in 2014, started getting back into the franchise side of it, started selling franchises. And just recently, we sold our 72nd franchise. We just opened our 70th hotel, sold our 112th franchise. So the growth has been tremendous over the last 8 years. We've really seen a lot of people come to us and be interested and really want to get on board with what we're doing. So,
wow, that is an awesome story. Let me do this before we get into our next question. This podcast is being brought to you by Recoverit. Don't wait for disaster to strike before you've seen the recent storms, hurricanes, fires, and flood. Make sure you're protected by using the Recoverit app. I also like to remind our viewers to follow us here on LinkedIn, subscribe to our YouTube channel, and you can also hear this segment with Eric on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. So Eric, talk a little bit about the recent turn of events. I think you guys just signed a couple of multi-location agreements. You want to talk a little bit more about those?
Yeah. Just at the end of last year, we signed a 9-property development agreement with a group out of Wichita. They came to us, and actually they did an acquisition initially, and then, you know, got used to the model, got used to us, and said, hey, we really like what you guys are doing. We want to get on board. So we signed a development agreement with them. And then at the beginning of this year in March, we sold a 10-pack agreement with another company out of Florida that said kind of the same thing. Hey, we've noticed what you guys are doing. We want to get on board. We don't want to do just one. You know, we want to set up a territorial agreement. So we actually have 9 or 10 properties with them that they're going to develop across the Southeast. So it's been really exciting to see those bigger groups come to us and get on board. You know, most of our franchisees are multi-property franchise owners. I think 82% of our franchisees own more than one My Place. So kind of, you know, solidifies what we're doing here, that that they want to do more than just one.
Yeah, that's huge. Congrats on the multi-property agreement, man. That's some serious growth taking place there. So let me change gears a little bit. So talk a little bit about the My Place model, the benefit of boutique, independent hotels, you know, kind of how your model works. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, I mean, you know, if you kind of look at, you know, if we look at the difference between if you had just an independent hotel and then kind of like why you would franchise, the biggest reason behind the franchise agreement or getting on board with a franchise is really the name recognition, the support, and the standards that franchises offer, right? Because basically, as a boutique hotel, you're kind of just out on your own on an island. But once you sign on with a franchise, you're really getting all the support systems that are put in place, all the standards that are put in place. You know, whether it's from, especially with My Place, you know, we offer the sales and marketing on a national level. So basically, we're working across the country to bring people into your hotel. Revenue management. We have a revenue management team that works with your GM, that sits down and says, hey, you know, here's what we can provide to you that you wouldn't be getting typically. Training. We actually bring GMs to Aberdeen, South Dakota, and put them up at the hotel here and actually work with them on the training side. Quality assurance. You know, we literally go out to the properties quarterly and, help inspect the property so that basically we know that the guest is getting that experience. And that's really why you're doing a franchise, because you want that guest to get the same experience at every property you go to. So that's really some of the benefits of franchising.
So you've got a proven recipe already, sort of a cookbook that works, and the franchisees can kind of walk right into it and follow what's already been proven.
Yeah, it really is. It's kind of a playbook. Whether it's, you know, training, brand standards, or quality assurance, it really is a playbook. We open it up and say, hey, here's what we know works, and we want to be there to basically, you know, hold your hand along the way and make sure that your property is successful.
Can you describe or talk maybe in more details, maybe the differences, say, and the responsibilities? What is the franchisee responsible for versus what is the franchisor responsible for, and how that relationship works.
Sure. Really what it breaks down to is the franchisee is responsible for the asset. So the franchisee purchases the land, purchases the property, as far as the building itself, the structure, everything that goes into that building, that's basically what the franchisee is responsible for. The operations of that property individually, whether it's hiring and everything else, they might have a management company, but that's kind of the franchisee responsibility. The franchisor is there to help provide, the standards. We do help with training. We're gonna kind of help you go through that whole process. We're also responsible for the advertising nationally, to try to get guests into your rooms. So that's kind of the franchisor side of it. The loyalty programs, that's kind of where the franchisor steps in and says, hey, here's what we're able to offer. But typically it comes down to the franchisee owns the asset itself.
Gotcha. Okay. So let me remind our viewers, this podcast is being brought to you by our sponsor, Recoverit. Don't wait for disaster to strike. You've seen the recent storms, hurricanes, fires, and floods. Make sure you're protected by using the Recoverit app. And don't forget to subscribe to our YouTube channel. Follow us here on LinkedIn, and you can also catch this segment on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. So real quick, Eric, let me ask this question. When you start talking about the hotels, and then you may have some hotel owners that have an independent, an independent boutique hotel or independent hotel themselves, is there an advantage for them to consider maybe taking their hotel and trying to convert it to a My Place?
Yeah, I mean, there absolutely can be. Really, if they do that, what they're going to get is our loyalty programs. That base of loyalty is going to automatically name recognize the My Place. We're in 29 states with a little over 70 locations, and what soon will be 100 locations. So you're definitely bringing along that name recognition, but also the support and the training and everything that comes along with franchising a boutique hotel or an independent hotel. So, brand standards, the consistency that comes along with, hey, if I stayed at a My Place in Bozeman, Montana, now I know that I'm going to get the same experience if I stay at a My Place in California. So it's really taking that to the next level, and being comfortable with knowing what you're going to stay at, and what you're going to get.
Okay, awesome. Hey, I know you're a busy guy. Let me ask this question. What do you think makes my place so special? What's really unique to it compared to, say, some of the other extended stay concepts?
I think where we stand out, we really fit a good niche kind of between the normal transient hotel, because the rooms are very nice, they're very quiet. We really focus on the cleanliness of the room, and then your extended stay property. A lot of extended stay properties tend to get, almost a hospital feeling, like the rooms aren't as comfortable, not maybe as quiet. So we're a really good fit between those two properties. We do really well with those guests that check in Monday through Friday. Maybe they'll check back in the following Monday. But then that's the traveling construction or traveling nurse or whatever it might be. But then come the weekend, families really enjoy our product because it is very comfortable. There is a small kitchen in the room, full-size refrigerator, the little things that you'd like to have during the weekend for the families. And then they check out and leave, on Sunday. So we're a really good, I always say we're kind of a hybrid between the transient and the extended stay properties. And that's kind of been our space, and we really like that. And we've noticed that the guests likes that too.
Yeah. Hey, that is awesome. So tell our viewers, how do they find you if they've got an interest in talking more about the My Place concept and how they might get involved with one?
Mm-hmm. The best place is to check out myplacehotels.com. that's the easiest spot. But we're on LinkedIn, obviously, and Facebook, and we're pretty easy to find. But myplacehotels.com.
Okay, awesome. Hey, thanks again, Eric, for sharing the wonderful information about My Place Hotels. My expectation and my hope is that you'll get a few phone calls as a result of this segment, and maybe even push the numbers up a few more before the end of the year. How about that?
That would be fantastic.
This has been another Test Hospitality Minute. Hey, don't forget to subscribe to our YouTube channel. Follow us on LinkedIn. And as always, you can catch these episodes on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. And also, check out our key sponsor, Recoverit. Don't wait for disaster to strike before looking at ways to protect yourself with the Recoverit app. Take care. We'll see you guys next time. Have a great day, everybody.
Ted's Hospitality Minute is sponsored by Recoverit. Don't wait for disaster to happen to wish you had done this.